In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor invites you to participate in a U of I campus series that addresses conservation from the ground up.
To engage in the work of conservation can be inspiring and uplifting, especially when the stakes are clear, the issues are close to home, and people come together. Witness the formation of the Fifth and Hill Neighborhood Rights Campaign, which arose after discovery of soil contamination in a Champaign neighborhood, and Stand Up to Coal, which is organizing the effort to stop a coal mine on the border of Champaign and Vermilion counties. Or look at the opposition that's formed to prevent the Clinton landfill from accepting PCBs. Everyone from local citizens to U.S. senators and the entire range of state and local officials has taken up the banner for protecting the Mahomet Aquifer. But the work of conservation can also be frustrating and downright depressing. There seems to be no end of schemes that put private profits ahead of public goods. And this isn't even to mention mega-challenges like biodiversity loss and climate change. Maybe to make conservation more effective, we need to rethink our approach from the beginning. Eric Freifogel thinks so. He's a U of I professor of law who writes extensively about conservation, from a legal perspective, of course, but also with attention to the cultural and economic underpinnings of our current environmental plight. Among his books on the subject are titles including Justice and the Earth, and Why Conservation is Failing and How It Can Regain Ground. Beyond contributing to discussion of these topics among like-minded scholars, Freifogel also seeks to call attention to them across the U of I campus community, as well as among people from the wider world who are interested in the same questions, and he thinks everyone should be. Toward that end, he and collaborators Robert McKim, a professor of religious studies, and yours truly, in my role as a lecturer with the School of Earth, Society, and Environment, coordinate an annual series of talks each spring under the title The Scholarship of Sustainability. The series, which is sponsored in part by the Institute for Sustainability, Energy, and Environment, is meant to counter the specialization that characterizes work within disciplines on campus. And it opens up broad questions, such as, how should we be living? And what would the world look like if we were living well? That is, if conservation won. Many of the speakers in the series teach at the U of I, and Professor Freifogel himself will address one of the more provocative questions of the series, whether capitalism is fundamentally incompatible with conservation. Other speakers will be visiting campus. Dale Jameson, a professor of environmental studies and philosophy at New York University, will address the ethics of relationships between people and other forms of life. His talk, which will take place on March 6th, will also be part of Ethics Awareness Week on campus, which is an initiative of the National Center for Professional and Research Ethics here. This year's Scholarship of Sustainability series begins today, so you'll be hearing this plug too late for the first session. But it runs Thursday afternoons from 4 p.m. until 5:30 through April 17th, skipping the week of spring break. Talks are held in Room 149 of the National Soybean Research Center, 1101 West Peabody Drive, Urbana. Further details about the Scholarship of Sustainability series are available through the homepage of the School of Earth, Society, and Environment.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.